Rick Rivard has been shooting photos for most of his life. He was involved with commercial photography for 35 years, shooting mostly portraits and small product illustration. Then he decided he needed a break, and that's when he started taking photos of nature scenes and wildlife. Shooting wildlife, he says, forces you to make quick decisions.
It's pretty much like playing chess in a tenth of a second. You have all the same decisions you had to make for composition and the technical aspects that you want to accentuate in the image, but you have to do it very quickly.
Rivard's exhibit in the Wrangell Museum, Gestalt Critter Compositions, features wildlife in their natural habitat. He explains what people will see.
What this is it's supposed to be a gestalt approach where the whole is more than the sum of the parts, so that the wildlife as it is in nature, wildlife and the scenery components are inseparable.
This exhibit features 35 wildlife photographs, which were shot in Wyoming, Alaska, and British Columbia over a period of 1 year.
I have a number of wild horse pictures in there because I was working with the wild horses. They're some of the original barb horses. They have 17 of the alleles or genetic markers from the original barb horses, and they're found on the edge of Montana, Wyoming, and the Pryor Mountains. And so some of them are wild horses from the Pryors. There's also bears from Hyder, Alaska. I think there's some moose and one poor little sick eagle from British Columbia.
Rivard moved to Wrangell in December, and Wrangell, for a nature and wildlife photographer, is like a kid in a candy store. Rivard says he's been shooting ever since he arrived. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.